from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Righto, 101 this for me. Do not make my head hurt on a Friday.
I will do my absolute best. You know, I don't like to strain myself too much on a Friday either, Mike. So this is all eyes on Fonterra yesterday. They released the consultation documents for their capital structure reform. So, yeah, we're going to try and work our way through it. Apologies to Fonterra if we have to oversimplify this. So what's happening is based around, firstly, the bottom line is what's happening is based around a couple of foundation, what I call foundation issues. The first one is we are at peak milk. So Fonterra believe that milk production will flatten and potentially fall over time. Actually, they think it will fall. And that's due to various pressures, things like environmental risk compliance, changing land use and that sort of stuff. So currently, Mike, if you want to supply Fonterra, you have to own shares in the co-op. Now, a certain number of those shares relate to the actual amount of milk that you supply to Fonterra. Now, the thing is, if your milk production falls, you might end up with shares that you don't need, and they're called they end up being called dry shares because now you're not producing as much milk as you were. So you've got what's called wet shares and what's called dry shares. Now, you can trade these shares with other farms on what's called the Fonterra shareholders market. Now, if you end up with dry shares that you don't need because your milk production is falling, you can transfer those shares into the NZX listed market. That's called the Fonterra shareholders fund. At that point, you can sell them. You could sell them to you or I. So if milk production is systematically falling over time, you could end up with a lot of shares heading that way. And there are limits on how much can be transferred and sold. And this brings in foundation issue number two, that Fonterra will remain unequivocally farmer-owned and controlled. So if you see that transfer going from the internal market to the NZX market, you're going to potentially break or challenge the thresholds, you know, how much can actually be not farmer owned. And that will force Fonterra into having to do something, potentially buy them back. And there are big numbers involved here, Mike. This could be as much as $1 billion. So what's happening right now is Fonterra have temporarily suspended the ability to transfer those shares into the Fonterra shareholders fund. So it's a temporary cap. So farmers don't have that liquidity. That's so they can have this conversation with the farmers about what they do. And they presented a range of solutions. Their preferred solution is a thing called the reduced share standard. Now, that would mean that that cap that they've put in place, that would be in place forever. Or the Fonterra Shareholders Fund would be removed or bought back. So the co-op shares will potentially only be traded amongst farmers. Not only that, Mike, they've reduced the number of shares that you need to supply Fonterra. You only need a quarter under this proposal of what you currently do. So kind of what does this all mean, Mike? Well, there are some short-term and some medium-term implications. The Fonterra Shareholders Fund, they will start trading again. There's a lot of uncertainty now. You could see quite a bit of weakness in that share price because the structure that you have at the moment, that structure that you have where you have the two markets, it sort of sets the Fonterra Shareholders Fund, sets the price for the shares in the farmers only market. So there's a lot of uncertainty now as to what they're actually worth. So this could be quite unsettling for farmers. Medium term, it should correct. They have got other options in there, Mike, and one of them is that you separate the brands out. So you take the brands out and you set them up in an external vehicle and you could have external capital come into that. I quite like that one, but that's not on the table, or that's not their preferred option because they want to keep this farmer control.
That's what I read, and I came to that same conclusion, so that was very well explained. I just wasn't sure whether I was right or not. So, the time frame on this is what?
I think consultation goes through to November. I think you're going to see some very spirited debate at the consultation meetings around the country.
I reckon. We've got any confidence?
Yeah, we have, actually. Business confidence, it's because everything is up, Mike. Up. Not only, this is the flash read of ANZ business confidence. Headline number is up. Own activity is up. Everything's up. Export intentions, investment intentions, employment intentions. The thing is, Mike, winter is coming and it's bringing inflation with it because the inflation intentions are now above, expectations are now above 2%.
But you only got to have, you got to have growth with inflation, Andrew. If you don't have any growth and you still got inflation, you've got troubles, haven't you?
Can't have one without the other.
This is the truth. Right, what are the
numbers?
Well, you
can, but it's called stagflation. Exactly. The numbers are 34,366, up 135 on the Dow Jones, 4174, the S&P 500, up 6, NASDAQ 13,533, down 49. I'll just whip through these numbers quickly. FTSE 100, 7076, the Nikkei, 29331, Shanghai Composite 3441. The ASX 200 lost 34 points yesterday, 7061. And the NZX 50, we lost 97, 12,751. Kiwi a bit stronger, 0.7226 against the US, 0.9295 Aussie, 0.5993 Euro, 0.5203 pounds, 78.84 yen. Gold above $1,800, 1814. Brent crude, $68.19.
You have a good one, mate. Catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.